words we use, we say every day. Learn a phrase and use it your way. Call it a day. Call it a day. Have you heard this phrase before? When we say call it a day, we mean to stop working on something, usually because you're tired. Call it a day comes from an older phrase, call it half a day. That was used in the 1830s when workers left before the day was over. By 1919, the shorter version, call it a day, became common with the meaning to stop work and not to return for the rest of the day. Over time, it became a common way to simply say, let's finish now. You can hear it everywhere. When you stop work after a long day,
we've had a lot of meetings, let's call it a day.
When you finish a project or activity,
I've been gardening all morning, I'm ready to call it a day.
In casual situations, when you want to stop whatever it is that you're doing.
Have you played enough basketball? Okay, let's call it a day then.
When you're tired.
I've been cleaning the house all morning. Time to call it a day.
And here's when some learners like to call it a day.
I recently did some fencing and was completely tired and just said, you know what, let's just call it a day.
I call it a day when I start feeling too tired to focus.
I attend to call it a day and just before 5 o'clock, like 4:30, if I'm lucky, or sometimes even 6:30.
Oh God, you're asking way too many questions. Let's just call it a day.
When is it a good time for you to call it a day? When you're tired? After working in the garden? When your project is finished? Okay, now we've learnt something new. Shall we call it a day and end this lesson? Let's say it out loud together. Let's call it a day. Ready? Say it out loud. I'm Shannon, and I'd like to respectfully acknowledge the Cammeraygal people of the Eora Nation, whose land this podcast was recorded on. This is the SBS Learn English podcast.